This year marks the 10-year anniversary of The Lab, a technology club which gives young people with learning disabilities space to learn, as well as form communities. And to celebrate, tomorrow The Lab is hosting their very first Super Lab. This is a wonderful initiative, and here to talk more about it, joining me, co-founder of The Lab, Dr. Stefan Schutt. How are you going, Doctor?
Hi, Danny, how are you going?
I'm not too bad at all. Thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon on Friday Drive.
No
I tried to give a little bit of an introduction about what the lab's about, but you know much more than me. How did it get down? How did it get started?
Sure. Okay, so I guess before we start, just a very quick correction. It's the lab is specifically for young people with or autistic young people rather than people with general learning disabilities. So just to be clear about that.
Mate, you're not the first person to correct me on this program, and please feel free to continue to do so. It's the only way I'll learn.
So it started, as you said, 10 years ago. We were doing a research project at the uni that I was working in, me and the co-founder, who's a software developer, and one thing that we noted, we had this project to sort of test out different forms of technology with disadvantaged young people. And in working with these young people in the kind of Gippsland area of Melbourne, we kind of saw that autistic young people who had an interest in technology, and a lot of them do, didn't have the chance to really meet with one another and to share interests and make friends. So it was really the sort of starting point for the lab. And Dale, who I was working with, needed a place to run his business. So we kind of combined both those things, found a cheap space in Footscray in Melbourne, scrounged furniture from Gumtree and from the uni where I was working. And during the day, he ran his software business there. And after school, the kids would come in, and the mentors who were the designers and programmers working with Dale would then work with them for a couple of hours. And that proved really sort of successful, and we ended up with a long waiting list and more sessions running, and it's sort of proven pretty resilient as a model since then. So we're now all over Australia, and there's over 30 labs plus an online version of the lab too that's delivered a few times a week as well.
Well, that's amazing. You've obviously proven to be very resilient if you're celebrating a 10-year birthday. What are the sessions like for people that aren't familiar with it? Like what's a lab tech challenge, for instance?
Okay, well, that's a special thing that we're doing for the 10-year anniversary. It's sort of a competition or tournament where participants are going to come in. They'll make video games, narrative videos, artworks with 3D animation, that kind of thing. And it's sort of part of a competition or tournament where they win a prize at the end. So that's happening this Saturday. But generally during the lab sessions, you'll just see what really strikes people about it is that when you walk into a lab, it's like any other group of young people relaxing and enjoying themselves. And for autistic young people, that can be quite a rare experience, because often at school there's a lot of bullying. They feel pretty isolated and not really at ease with their surroundings. And this is the place where they can go and feel safe and comfortable. And then wandering around the room will be the mentors. You kind of work with the participants sort of one at a time. They might join them playing some games. They might suggest to them that they can actually create their own games. They might set up a few kind of joint activities. It's pretty unstructured, and it's based on the interests of the young people, which is the other really important thing about it. With autistic young people, they're into what they're doing in a really big way. They have really strong interest in particular things, and if you can tap into that interest and help them connect with other young people who also have those interests, that's where the kind of social aspect comes in. And that's probably more important in some ways than actually learning the tech skills.
I was just going to sort of say, you must have obviously seen, you've probably had regulars there over the 10 years that the lab has been operating. You've obviously seen people grow and evolve throughout that course of time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's for 10 to 16-year-olds. So we've had, I guess you'd call them graduates of the lab who've gone on since to do computer science at uni and kind of make their way in the world, which is really exciting to see. But people tend to stay with the lab for a long time. It's sort of for some young people, it's the place where they feel most comfortable during the week, and it's sort of a really big part of their lives.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a really wonderful initiative. For kids and parents listening, how can they get involved and become a part of the lab?
Sure. Well, there's I guess, two aspects. They could either look at joining a lab that already exists. So there are the 34 around Australia at the moment and more on the way, or the online lab as well. So to find that information about that, you go to the website, which is www.thelab.org.au, and it's got a join a lab section on that. And there's also, for people who want to start their own lab, there's a bunch of information there as well. I guess the way the lab organization works now, it's a national not-for-profit. It helps people start and manage their labs around Australia. So each of those 34 labs is locally run by people in the community.
Well, I wish you the very best for your 10th birthday tomorrow. I hope you have a really wonderful time. Dr. Stefan Schutt from the lab. You're at Facebook at The Lab Australia, thelab.org.au.